This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Beavers are powerful architects of the land and bring many benefits to the environment and to us. But colonialism helped drive beavers off their land. One Blackfeet Nation scientist wants to bring them back with robots. Jamie Jeong has the story.
Engineering postdoc Jordan Kennedy is about to meet her first robot beaver, also called BeaverBot 2.0. We're in a workshop in the Science Center at Harvard University with her robotics team.
Oh my god, I love it!
It's a pale plywood box sitting on wide wheels that has two shovel-like attachments in the front, like a little excavator. It doesn't look like a beaver, but it's supposed to work the land like a beaver would. One of Jordan's team jostles the robot around, bumping like it's on uneven ground. Beavers are incredible engineers. They can make rivers run backwards, create fish habitat, mitigate wildfires, among other things. Jordan's from the Blackfeet Nation, where the beaver is revered. But in the past few centuries, American settlers hunted the beavers en masse and destroyed their habitat, driving them out of the lands they used to build on. The environment and the people living there suffered. Jordan wants to reverse that harm.
I mean, the very best thing you could do is partner with beavers directly, like full stop.
Beavers leave architectural cues to help the next generation build. Research shows if the conditions are right, beavers will also take over human imitations of their work. Jordan's trying to bring signs back into the land for beavers to read with her robots.
Literally partnering with beavers and then trying to communicate with them in the same way that they would communicate with each other to try to get them to recolonize sites and build up those sites.
She'll be doing that at Rumney Marsh. It's an hour's drive north of Boston. There's tall grass here that I could see beavers using for foraging if they lived here. The ocean is right there at Revere Beach. Two giant rivers flow inland by the highway, creating miles of wetland. Rumney Marsh hasn't had beavers for over a century, and it's lost all signs of their architecture. This marsh is actually the only thing stopping these rivers from overflowing and flooding the surrounding towns, Saugus, Revere, and Lynn. In the last few decades, big storms have flooded thousands of homes here. As sea levels rise, those disasters could be more common. But you know what stops flooding? Beavers.
We're trying to reimagine these landscapes as if beavers had been deployed on them in order to figure out a way to make it hold more water.
Jordan's robots will dig around Rumney Marsh the way a foraging beaver would. Then hopefully, real beavers will move in.
The most ideal thing for Rumney Marsh would be to get this landscape to a point where beavers are like, this looks good. I got it from here, you know?
While this idea is new to Western science, Blackfeet people have been in partnership with beavers for a long time. Alicia Yellow Owl says the beaver brings great medicine to other animals, including us.
That's how powerful he is that he can create an ecosystem sometimes out of nothing.
Alicia teaches Blackfeet community members to build beaver dam analogs, makeshift structures in the water that imitate beaver dams. She wants conditions to be right for beavers to move in.
When a beaver comes in and makes his lodge, it helps the plants, it helps the water, it helps the animals, it helps the birds. So every living species around him, it touches.
Not everyone sees it from Alicia's perspective. Sometimes beavers flood homes or gnaw at our built environment. That's when Jim Vail, a beaver biologist from the Blackfeet Nation, comes in. His job is to mediate conflicts between beavers and humans. Part of that is sharing ways of living with the beaver, knowledge that was once criminalized.
The elders feel like that is slipping by because there's not enough beaver or not enough people educating the community on the population of the beaver.
Now Alicia and Jim want people to relearn that knowledge and see the world the beaver's way. Jordan says it's a worldview that's urgently needed to protect our lands and ourselves.
We are on a doomed path, for sure.
But Jordan says we can strike a new path if we apply this framework to other animals like prairie dogs and bison.
It's about reestablishing partnerships with animals on the landscape.
And finding a way to live together long into the future. For Our Living Lands, I'm Jamie Jeong.
That was Jamie Jeong, freelance reporter in Boston, Massachusetts. Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.